What was your SWR when you were reading that 60 watts?
1.5 to 1 because I'm transmitting with it right now.
Okay, so now you're not going to believe 60 watts. I know from my 11 meter gauge sometimes when you got a higher SWR, it tends to make it look like you're putting more power out. You're probably not doing 60.
Alrighty, now I'm back to my second level here, and it shows it's about maybe 1.2 to 1. That's on the second setting, which is about 13 watts.
So, really, what's the second setting on that? What is it, 5, 10 and whatever? 5, 10, 25 and 50?
KD2POR, KD2DKO. Yeah, it's supposed to be 5, 10, 25, 4 on UHF, 5, 10, 25, 50 on VHF.
Okay, KD2POR. Yeah, you're getting, don't forget, we're not using an extravagant piece of testing equipment there. It's just giving you a general idea what's going on. So if that radio was on a, like a true dual band, well, not a true dual band, if it was on a dual band antenna like I have on my roof, and we were using a better meter, I think you would find that the radio would come up to spec just what it's advertised.
N1LU back.
Acknowledged, Charlie. Yeah, well, for whatever the reason, it's, you know, I'm really happy this this antenna's SWR. I mean, it's definitely tuned for both ends, the 2 meter and the 440. The SWR, I've never gotten worse than 1.5 to 1, and usually it's either 1 to 1 or 1.2 to 1, no worse. Over to you, Charlie, N1LU, KD2DKO.
KD2DKO, N1LU. Can you get into any 440 machines?
Yeah, but the Alpine machine usually... See, the problem is the antenna. Since the 440 part of the antenna is cut low and I'm underground, I'm basically going through a brick wall to try to get to the machine. So the signal comes in and out, but it's there. I could make it out. I don't know if you guys would be able to hear me. You want to try it?
Yeah, we could. I might be too far away for the 440, although I do get it from the house. They have improved its location. But yeah, we can try it real quick if you want.
All right, let's QSY and try it.
Which frequency is that?
442-900. N1LU.
N1LU, KD2DKO. I want to see if Rocky's up there. Rocky, you out there?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, you know, I was kind of curious if I could hit that Valhalla machine, because I remember one time on your ride home, Charlie, we tried it, and there was no way I could hear you guys, but there's no way you guys could hear me. I was with the bell thing at the time, and, you know, 4 watts can only do so much. Over to you, Charlie.
Yeah, definitely, especially with your location. 4 watts was really tough. I was surprised you were 955 as well as you were. Being in a basement only doing 4 watts, it's a lot nicer to have higher power.
Charlie, have you ever tried the Middletown, New Jersey repeater?
I don't know. What frequency is that?
It's 145485. That one, for whatever reason, I guess, you know, it's a perfectly tuned frequency for this antenna. And I used to have 2 and 3 hour QSOs with some of the people a couple months back. I don't know, I haven't been there in a long time. But I do that with the bow fan. That's like 42 miles away from here, and I would hit that repeater perfectly. I mean, it would never drop out, and everybody said, yeah, it was great, even on low power when I was at 1 watt. So, you know, I could attribute that to to the antenna being so perfectly matched. You know, I was getting full the full power from the radio going to the antenna on that particular frequency.
Yeah, I think we tried that once. I think it's down this time of the day. I might be wrong, though. Text me or email me that frequency, and I'll put it in. I don't think I have it in right now.
Alrighty, yeah, I think they're up 24 hours. It's a really good repeater, for whatever reason. I think it's just, it might be located like off the side of a mountain or something. I know it's down the shore. It's it might be a direct line just because of the water. You know, there's probably nothing blocking from where I am. But I used to hit that perfectly. I still do. You know, just on low wattage, everybody said full quieting. And I couldn't believe that with the phone line 42 miles away.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, I'd like to learn more about that repeater. Yeah, definitely text it to me. And I'll look it up when I have a chance this weekend. I'll try to get it in the radio.
Alrighty. Let's throw over to Rocky. KD2BOR, KD2BKO.
Yeah, Carlos, thanks. KD2BOR. Yeah, send me that frequency in the PL, too. One of these days I'll get it in one of these radios, probably the Olenko first.
It's a pretty good frequency to have, you know, a good repeater in case you're going down to the beach or whatever, because the coverage is pretty good. I keep hearing people from as far away as Atlantic City on it. And, you know, I guess it's maybe because I'm located off the side of the mountain for whatever reason. I hit it really, really well, you know, and it gets pretty busy. They have, you know, they have those emergency meetings at night every now and then, and it gets pretty busy. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Very good. Okay, why don't you guys pick it up? I'm going to do a few things here before I get ready. It's almost 2:45 or 2:40. So I'll be monitoring, and then I'll catch it for the mobile. KD2BOR.
Alrighty. Charlie, what's the deal with the antenna? Did you get the antenna yet for the trip to Florida?
Oh, yeah, I got it, probably a week or so ago. I'm going to try to get it on my wife's car this weekend just to check out the SWR and make sure I'm not going to have any issues with that. In fact, I just plugged in my analyzer so I can get that fully charged. I can check it, and then I'll start assembling the station. I don't want to take my 857 out of the house right yet, because then I won't have an HF station in the house. So that'll probably be the last thing I do. But I'm going to, you know, I'll run all the cables that I need. I need a cable for the front panel, a cable for the mic, and an extension cable for the speaker.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I was kind of curious. The speaker output that you have on your current Kenwood, does that output both speakers, the left channel and the right, you know, the left band and the right band, or is it just one that does both simultaneously?
Kenwood LU. No, I've got two separate speakers. In fact, I'm listening to a station on 147.315. The guy that helped me study for CW when I got my upgrade. And I'm going to go over there in a little while, say hi to him. But every time, whatever the main channel is, the main band that I'm using, like this one, whenever somebody on this one's talking, it mutes the other speaker. And when the squelch drops out, the other speaker comes up loud. So it's a pretty cool system.
Yeah, so Roger. Yeah, the Anytone does the same thing. It's got like a separate plug that you can actually have speakers, I guess, that are divided. I guess it has to be a stereo jack. And, you know, it's two separate speakers, one on the left and one on the right. You'll be able to hear it on the external speakers. But what's really cool about it is the fact that the Anytone also comes with a USB port, you know, which you could use, I guess, to recharge, you know, small you know, cell phones and MP3 players and whatnot. But somebody suggested on the Anytone site that you could actually get a computer
Yeah, okay, that's cool. I didn't realize that. Yeah, you got real noisy that last 30 seconds of your transmission. But I think that's partly the repeater. I think when you're marginal into the repeater, that noise on the repeater tends to wreak havoc with you once in a while. Because I've heard it on other guys that are marginal. They have that same noise. And guys that are, you know, full quieting into the machine don't. So that's just, I think, a characteristic of the machine. Anyway, give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to go over there and say hi to my friend before he disappears. If you get a chance, plug that frequency in. You might be able to get into it. 147.315. 147.315 with a 118 PL, 118.8 PL. He gave it to me on Facebook and told me to come by and say hi. So he's over there. He's there via EchoLink talking to another guy. So I'm going to jump over there and say hi to him for a little while. So pick up with Rocky when he gets in the car. Tell him where I am. I'll text him the frequency so that maybe he can put it in for future use. Maybe we can add another guy to our round table. KD2DKO, N1LU.
N1LU, KD2DKO, all right. I'm going to scan around. See, maybe I have the frequency already programmed on the bovine. If not, I'll add it. KD2DKO, I'll be on the side. KD2DKO, you out there, Rocky? KD2BOR, KD2DKO, are you out there, Rocky?
KD2BOR, Mobile.
KD2BOR, KD2DKO, are you out there, Rocky?
Yeah, I just got in here, Carlos. I was doing a few things at the shop. I heard you call before, but I was washing my hands when you did.
Yeah, you know, Charlie just QSY to another frequency that I didn't have inputted here, but I hear it also on 440, so I'm hearing them on the 440 version. But I'll tell you what, the 2-meter version that I don't have in this radio is giving me 9 bars. So this is coming in like really, I think it's in Staten Island, but it comes in really strong.
Yeah, what was that frequency? 315, he said? I heard him say he was going over there. I was doing something when you guys were talking.
Yeah, so Roger, 147.315. Don't know the PL tone, but I definitely have to put this one in here. It sounds so strong. I don't know if this repeater's on 24/7, but right now they're coming in like full quieting.
Yeah, one of these afternoons, I got to start putting some frequencies in my radios. I got 4 of them to put frequencies into, and I just can't find the time. I got to finish the list in the computer at home so she can do it with the cable for me. As far as my Kenwood and my Link go, I can do them manually. That's not an issue.
That's a good idea. Yeah, just have a list handy. What I did was I just looked through, I did a Google search on all the repeaters in the area, and then I tried them all because, you know, obviously being in an indoor basement apartment, you know, if you're going to hit any, it's just trial and error. And then when I realized, you know, I walked around the apartment with the Bofang and I could hit some, then I just programmed them. And then after that, when I imported them into the, into the Anytone, obviously where the antenna is, it's stationary, so, you know, I could just say, okay, these are pieces I can't hit or whatever, and the ones that I could, I saved. The others I deleted.
82-BOR. We all got our drawbacks. The strongest repeater I get in my basement apartment with that J-pole is the 955. The rest of them, they come in real weak. I really, really held down there with that inside antenna.
can you program that just to monitor the frequency, Rocky, the 147315 frequency?
I can do it on the Alinco real quick. I don't try nothing on these Kenwoods that I got. I screwed it up too many times. I am totally brain dead when it comes to programming these radios. I'd have to sit down and really look at the book again. Every time I try to program a frequency in, I end up having to clear the whole radio and start over again, and I'm not going through that.
That's a Roger. Yeah, I know exactly what you meant, because the radio you guys gave me. I told you the first time I had all the frequencies in there, and all of a sudden I did one wrong thing, and boom, all of them had to start from scratch. And then I had a hard time. I'm like, oh, no, how do I get the PL tone in there? So, yeah, once you get it right, it's best to just leave it alone. Don't touch it, you know. But if you do have all these new frequencies, Rocky, make sure you save it, like, on a computer file. That way, if ever anything should happen, like happened to me, you could just upload it again, and that's it. Simple.
Yeah, I've got a list of something on her computer already for this. All my radios, all my frequencies are in order. Everyone and every radio is in the exact same order, same channel number on the radio, except for the Kenwood, because I've got 220 ones in there also. But all my radios are in exactly the same order where the frequencies are. And I can't even see it without my glasses on, but whatever I'm reading now is the same thing on the Linko.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. Keep it the same on all the radios. That way, you know, you're not going to be like, what channel is that frequency on here, you know? As long as you keep it all organized, it'll be okay from radio to radio.
Yeah, I'm going to revise my list because I still got KQ2H in here, which we can't use anymore. Once in a while I hear the guys from upstate on it, but we got no, you know, city input on it anymore. I just don't know if I want to keep it in the radios. I might start deleting some of that stuff.
Yeah, that's a Roger. I'll tell you what, the Alpine repeater right now, you know, it gets the full 9 bars, but that 9th bar is like flicking on and off. So, you know, it's like 8.5 bars, really. But this repeater that Charlie's on right now, the 147315, is just full 9 bars, solid. And it's also, I'm hearing them also at the same time on a 440 version. I don't know how many different repeaters they have that are linked, but they come in very strong. I've never even heard this repeater until tonight.
Yeah, what's the frequency on the 440 side?
It's 445125.
I was just checking to see if I have it. I don't have that one. I got a repeater in my radios. I think it's out on the Staten Island, but I don't remember what the frequency is right now. KD2BOR.
KD2BOR is KD2DKO. I'm wondering, Rocky, when you have the second, you know, the subband program, do you have a program so that whenever somebody's talking on the other, you know, on the subband, it actually plays over the radio while you're on the air transmitting? Or do you have it so that it mutes every time that that you start transmitting so that, you know, nobody can hear anything in the background?
I didn't set any of that up. I don't know if the Alinco does that. I've already been transmitting on this frequency, and somebody came across on the 440 side and had to turn the volume down. I probably could do it, but I haven't read the book on it yet to see how to program that up.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm sure it is a setting. It is a setting because, you know, mine had, I didn't even realize that you could do that. You can set it up so that it'll play while you're transmitting, or it'll mute while you're transmitting, or you could just mute it altogether so you don't hear the second band. Right now I have it so that when I'm talking, the other band, I can hear that, you know, that Charlie and the other fellow are talking on it, because I know that I've got the Bofang on, but it automatically, I have it set so that, you know, I won't be able to hear it on this radio. That way, since they are talking, you know, you won't have to hear it, and you'll be like, what's all that noise in the background, you know?
Yeah, I think Steve asked the question on my 35. I cannot have a 2 meter frequency on the main band and the sub band. When I program the radio up, you know, I started on the main band with 2 meter frequencies, and then when I got to 440, it goes to the sub band. So, you know, I just have to band switch depending on which one I want to transmit on.
Now, are you talking about the 635?
Yeah, I meant to say 635. The Alenco, I should just say the Alenco. Yeah, right now my 2 meter frequencies are, right now I just left the shop. On the main band, it's on 2 meter frequencies, on the 440s on the sub, then I just hit the band switch and I can reverse it.
KD2BOR, KD2DKO. I'm kind of curious, on the receive end of your 220 radio, does it only receive the 220 frequencies, or does it do anything out of band to receive?
I'm not sure what the frequency range is. If you're asking, can I monitor 2 meters and 440 on the 220 radio, I'm really not sure, but I don't think so.
Very good, very good. Yeah, well, definitely a strong signal as I'm hearing these guys. You're definitely going to want to put that 147.315 as well as the 440 in there, because I'm getting them perfectly. I guarantee you that they're putting out some pretty good wattage here through that repeater.
So you got me curious now. When I go back, I got to open up the book for the 35 or just pull it up on the computer real quick and see what the receive spread is on that radio.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rocky. Up until this moment, I thought that the strongest signal that I got here from any of the repeaters was the W2ABC repeater. I think this one's going to give it a challenge. Both of them tune to 9, and the Alpine fluctuates between the 8 and the 9.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, now you got me curious now about that 220 radio, what the spread is on it, because I don't know. I gotta look that up. That's bothering me right now.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I enjoy about this Anytone. All the out of band things. You know, it's not so much that you can get the police and the fire frequencies, but also the fact that you can receive the 220s and the air bands and all this stuff. But you can only do that on one band. You can't do it on both. The left band is VHF, UHF, 220, or air band. You know, the 100 AM. The right band is only VHF or UHF.
Yeah, 82BOR. I didn't read much of my book. Just I programmed the frequencies in that I had, and, you know, most of the time we're on 955 anyway. Once in a while we switch over to the other Alpine repeater, but once in a while I talk on 446-525, and that's about it. I don't go too many places.
KD2BOR, KD2DKO. Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, I found the repeater with the best action is, you know, the Alpine, because it's a great group of people here. Every now and then I'll listen to Metroplex. I enjoy listening to Mike, you know. But outside of that, you know, there's a W2ABC. I guess, you know, you could do that. But what I like about the W2ABC is the fact that it's linked in Florida, in California, you know, the Disneyland, Disney World, D.C., and also Connecticut. So that's pretty cool. You know, anybody visiting these sites, you know, you can just get on 2 meters and talk to us right here.
And do you, I think I gave you that frequency a long time ago. I don't know what the PL is. The one in, I think it's in Hoboken, 446-525-K2XDX repeater.
Yeah, that's the one that Lou and Paul hang out on, right?
I go over there once in a while. I don't go all the time, but yeah, that's the one. That's Louis' repeater. He's a insurance adjuster.
Is he the one that uses a Motorola?
Yeah, I think he's got some Motorola equipment. And I was told that he's a little part. He's partial to Alenco radios also.
very good. I also heard that the 440 machine is also linked to a 220 machine, right? Have you ever been on the 220 version of that machine?
Yeah, that's the Clifton machine. I can't remember the, let's see, 223-360. Don't quote me on that. When I park, I'll look at my HT. But I think it's 223-360, and there's no PL. That's the Clifton machine.
No PL tone. Wow, that's hard to believe. But you know, I've always wondered if there is no PL tone, would you open the machine up sooner? Because you know, it has to. You know, when you're opening up these machines, first it has to receive it, and then it has to send it out. And yes, you know, the radio. So basically, it's going to be some kind. It has to be some kind of a delay, minor as it might be. But if there's no PL tone, it must open the machines almost instantly. You know.
Hold on, I just had to shut my HT off. I turned my HT on while I was driving. I was receiving you on the Kenwood and on my Yaesu at the same time.
That's really funny because I've got the HT on at the same time too. I'm listening to Charlie on the other frequency, because when I'm talking to you, I've got it set so that I won't be able to hear him here. But I'm hearing him on the 440 on my on the Bofang. And whenever I unkey to talk to you here on the Alpine, I hear him on the 147.315 side.
I'll tell you, that frequency sounds awful familiar to me. Let me go around my dial and see if I have it in this radio. I'll be right back. I don't have it, KD2BOR.
Yeah, it's interesting because they're transmitting on both. And you can hear a delay, you know, like a slight delay on the 440 version. So, you know, it's almost like an echo. You can hear them on an echo when you're listening to both frequencies at the same time.
Let me pull in the parking lot over here. I want to get that Clifton machine. Because you could even program that in on your radio to receive it if you had to, just to see how you receive it. Let me pull in this Food Town parking lot here. I got to get in some light because I can't find my darn glasses again. I hope I left them in Debbie's house. I keep a set in my truck also.
I'm curious about that because I don't think I even know how to program to receive the 220. Let me see if I can try it. Hold on a second.
Okay, if you can copy me, if you can, it's 224-360.
Could you repeat that one time, Rocky, 223, what?
No, the Clifton machine, I made a mistake. The Clifton machine for 220 is 224-360.
All right, hold on. But I just punched in 224-360. I'm curious if I can hear you.
Hold on, let me get up on Ridge Road. I don't make this repeater too good with my HT. Let me just pull over because I don't want to get messed up with a cop. I'll see if you can hear me. I'll see if I get the repeater any better. Let me just go down Ridge Road here a little bit. It's not a real strong repeater, Carlos.
At this point, I don't care. I just want to see if I hear anything on 220. You got to remember, this is, the antenna that I'm using is just the 2-meter 440 roll-up, so I don't know how restricted it is on receive on the 220 side.
All right, I'm just going to key the repeater right now and see if you hear it. Do you hear anything?
No, negative, no. I'm at 224-360, but I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't get that repeater that good. I thought I just heard somebody talking. I might have been interfering with them.
Are you ker-chunking it to make sure that you're getting into the repeater?
Yeah, hold on a minute. Carlos, John is calling the RC, N2RCP. Hold on, he's on 220.
Tell me what frequency so I can tune it.
Yeah, I'm back, Carlos.
Did you hear him on that same frequency, Rocky 224-360?
Yeah, I thought I heard John out there, but then I hit the button on my radio, grabbing it, and I was on the wrong frequency, and now I'm running late getting to the house. I'm up on Ridge Road in North Arlington.
All right. Well, you know, I'm still kind of curious. I've yet to hear anything on 220, and I want to see if at some point, you know, because like I said, I don't know the restrictions of the ladder line. You know, we're talking an antenna that's tuned to 2 meters and 440, so I don't know if I'll be able to receive anything on the 220 band.
Yeah, you might not, KD2BOR. Why don't you see if John's out there? Let me just watch my drive, and I'll be monitoring just for a little bit more.
So are you saying that John's on the Alpine repeater?
Oh, I thought I heard him on 224-360.
Okay, well, I'm not hearing anything on the 224-360.
Later on, I'll give you another 220 frequency to put in. I'll give you the Nutley if you don't have it. I forget the frequency right now. That repeater is a little bit stronger.
All right, excellent. Yeah, I just want to, you know, I'm curious to see if I could hear any with this particular antenna, you know, because we know that it gets out on transmitting, but I always hear that on the receive end, you know, yeah, it might make a little difference, but you still should be able to receive things just on any antenna as opposed to transmitting, which is, you know, that whole problem is basically the SWR. It's not really on the receive end, you know.
I think it has to do with it. The antenna's cut for. Let's see if John's out there before I get out of the mobile. N2RCP, KD2BOR. Sure thought I heard his call sign on that 220 machine, but I could be wrong. Carlos, I'm just about at my destination. Say 73 to Charlie if he comes back here. And I'll be back on to the mobile just till I get back to the shop, because when I get back to the shop, I am jammed up there. I got to work on some ball joints on a Chevy truck. So 73 for now, and we'll talk to you down the log. KD2 VOR mobile.
All right, Rocky, you have a good day. And maybe I'll catch you a little later. KD2DKO, we're going to be on the side.
KD2DKO into RCP. KD2DKO into RCP.
KD2BOR mobile.
KD2BOR M4 CP.
Oh, there you are, John. Good morning. How are you doing? Was that you on 224-360?
Yeah, roger that. I couldn't hear you, though. Were you transmitting? You heard me okay?
I was just on my HT up on Ridge Road. I heard you in the background. I heard you. I knew it was your voice, and I knew it was your call sign. I was telling Carlos. I said, I think I just heard John on 220. Yeah, I wouldn't make it. I don't make that repeater very well at all over here. It's a real weak repeater.
Well, you should hear it better than me. You're a lot closer than me. Anyway, yeah, I was on the other radio, but I didn't have it. The other radio hooked up to the Slim Jim on in the bedroom now on the HT on my outside antenna on the roof.
Yeah, I was only on the HT. The last time I spoke to you on that repeater, I was on my Elenco in the truck. That one I can get it a lot better. It's put down 25 watts, the Elenco, you know?
Oh, you're using the HT, not the mobile.
Oh, I was on my Kenwood THF6 I was just trying to see if Carlos could hear me. Program 220 into his radio to see if he could hear it. John, let me jump in the store. I'll be right back down. Maybe we'll go to 220 again. I'll use the Alinco. JD2, BOR.
Okay. No, I'm on the 2-meter band now, but I could transfer on the 440 side. But it's not working. I tried it.
Okay, very good. All right, I'll be right back.
JD2, DKO, you on the radio there, Carlos Centaur, SP? JD2, DKO, JD2, DKO, you on the air, Centaur, SP?
So, John, where you been hiding? Haven't heard you. Even threw your call sign out a couple times on a Sunday morning when I'm at the shop.
Oh, I don't know. Just, been doing a lot of, like, contemplating.
2-2, don't do too much contemplating. That could tax your brain too much.
Yeah, I know. It's starting to dwindle away.
Oh, no, don't tell me you got what Don and I have. You got that Kraft disease?
No, not that. Problem. Something different.
Okay, I'm not prying. I just was trying to make a little joke there. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, Kenwood HT. That only, does that transmit 5 watts on, 220?
Yeah, that's a full 5 watts on the 3 bands. That's why I like that radio, and that's the one my girlfriend got me for Christmas, even before I got my license.
Oh, so that's got to be the Kenwood, right?
Yeah, the Kenwood THF6.
Yeah, I think they're the only ones that made the tri-band with 220 with 5 watts.
You are right there. Nobody else makes one. I think Yaesu might have made one, but it was only like 1.5 watts on 220.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. The Kenwood must be more expensive, though, I think. It should be, anyway.
Yeah, they still go for about 200. I've seen them as low one time on sale for, 275 or $279. I don't know what she paid for it. She's got the paperwork in a file. It was a Christmas present, so I don't ask any questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think that's still a fairly good price. 5 watts, you know, 3 bands, that's pretty good. Noise, well, can't hook it up to a... They don't have a tri-band brick for an AC, I don't think. Never really looked into it. I know they got a dual band.
And the one thing about it is nice that you can do cross-band repeat with it.
Oh, very good. And on all 3 bands, whichever, you know, 440, 140, 220, 140, 440, 220, so on.
I think so, John. I'm really not too sure. I've never done it. I was thinking about swapping out my Alinco in the shop and putting it in my truck and putting my 7900 in the shop, because then I could cross-band repeat when I'm at my girlfriend's house. I could sit in the house on the HT and actually use my transmitter in the truck.
Yeah, that'd be okay. Yeah, that clipped in 220. I didn't even get a tone back. So I was surprised you heard me.
Yeah, I basically heard you. I knew you gave your call sign out. I knew it was you. But, you know, there's no PL on that repeater. You know that.
Yeah, Roger. No tone squawks on it either? No squawks too, I mean?
I'm not sure. I really don't go on it too often. All right, John, let me run into the shop. I'm going to have a busy day. It was good hearing you out there, and don't be a stranger. So W2, let's see, N2RCP, KD2, BOR.
Okay, Rocky. You take care. Very good. Nice speaking with you. N2RCP, clearing with KD2, BOR. Take care. Be good.
WA2FIV Mobile listening.
WTOB with you, and you're making it in. It is noisy, however. Back to you.
Doing good, Alan, AC2T.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Paul. Okay, as long as it's copyable. If it's too noisy, then I'm here short-term anyway today, but I just don't want to make it a strain for anybody to try to pick me up, because I'm only coming in at 50 watts. I didn't fix the amp yet.
Yeah, okay. Very good. All right, so how long are you going to be with us?
9:30, Bob.
Very good. Okay, this is W2BOB. We have KC2ZUM and AC2T, and we're looking for other check-ins for the CBS Retirees Net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on this frequency at this time. So we're standing by for any check-ins. Come now.
WA2ZNT, good morning.
Good morning. You sound cheery and bright, and that's great. Good morning, Josephine. Anyone else?
WB2OXU, good morning, Bob, Paul, Alan, and Kel. I'm not going to be able to stay on the net today.
good morning, Bill. Your signal's a little marginal this morning. Sounds like a little bit of interference there, but we do have you, and that you will also be short-term. Okay. Any other check-ins for the net, please come now.
N2NBR.
This is KC2UJL, Brooklyn, New York.
We got a double. I heard N2NBR. And OJU, is that you? Is that Tony? Give me a call again, please.
Apologize for the double. KC2UJL, Brooklyn, New York.
We got you that time. KC2UJL. And it's Tony, right? Is that your name?
Yep, that's USL.
Hey, good morning, Tony, and good morning, John. Good to have you with us. One more try. Any other check-ins for the net? Come now.
Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Oscar, Quebec.
Okay, KD 2, Bravo Oscar, Quebec. Good morning to you. I know you've been with us before, but give us your name again, please.
Sure, it's Rob, and we're here in Dobbs Ferry.
Hey, Rob, very good. Good to have you with us. Good morning to you. And one more try. Any other check-ins for the net? Okay, well, nothing heard at this point, but we usually have latecomers, so we do request when it's your turn. It is a round-robin net, first of all, for those of you that aren't with us that often. And what that means is that we have a list, and you should write down the station who follows you on the list. After you hear your call sign, you turn it over to the next person. And that's how it works. That's what a round robin is all about. So here is the list. If you're ready to write, this is W2BOV, the net control for the CBS Retirees Net. We have KC2ZUM, Alan, who is short-term. He's up in Fishkill, New York. AC2T, Paul in Yonkers. And then Josephine, WA2ZNT, who is in Fairlawn, New Jersey. WB2OXU, Bill, who is also short-term with us today, and he's in White Plains. N2NBR, that's John, up in Cortland Manor, New York. KC2UJL in Canarsie. And KD2BOQ, that's Rob in Dobbs Ferry. One more try. Any other check-ins for the CBS Net? Come now. Alrighty, nothing there. So just a reminder to leave a pause before you start to transmit to allow any other latecomers that wish to join us. Beautiful morning today. Boy, at last, some cool air coming in from the north with a nice breeze. And it's supposed to last for the weekend, and that's a pleasant change. I don't envy the guy next door who's up on this 30-foot ladder painting the outside of the house for our neighbors. It's a very very unusual architecture, and the ladder's at a kind of weird angle. But he was having a heck of a time extending the ladder and then getting it into place. So, and they went to a lot of trouble to have the landscaping done so that it cleared. It was really up against the walls of the house, and in order to have it painted, they had to have that all cut back, which they did. So anyway, single painter doing the job all by himself. He's been doing it for a couple of weeks already, but a middle-aged man, I would say. Maybe a little bit advanced for middle age. Anyway, not pleasant in the hot weather with all that steamy stuff and the sun shining brightly on you when you're outside. Trying to think of what else I was going to bring up this morning. We got Alan back on 20 meters again yesterday, and he was using his mixer for audio purposes and sounded good. And the band was in horrible shape due to the coronal solar flare, coronal mass ejection, which is headed towards Earth and will really be presenting problems today and again tomorrow. It's a very strong solar flare, very large, and carries a lot of weight with it when it gets to the Earth's atmosphere. Yesterday it was total absorption. The F2 layer of the ionosphere was just absorbing all the 20-meter signals, and it was very difficult. So we do rely on the computer as a backup, and it worked fine. Okay, let's go to KC2ZUM and Fishkill for his report for the CBS Net. This is W2BOB. Over to you, Alan.
Okay, thank you, Bob. WTVOB, KC2ZUM. I apologize for a lot of noise on my signal today, but as if anybody remembers, on Wednesday I lost my aunt, so I need to get up on the internet yet. So I'm only coming in at 50 watts today, and I hope it's not too big. I'm practically licking the microphone here, so to hopefully bring the audio above the noise. Good morning to the group, Paul, Joe, Bill, and Tony, I believe it's Rob. I love this weather. I guess everybody has figured out now by my comments of the weather. And I'd like to say it was a pleasure again to be a 20-meter net yesterday. So I'm glad I got the mixture up and working, and to Bob to do some experiments. We've got the audio tunes just to want it. And the good thing about the boards, I can program it to remember different mic positions and levels. So I've had a little on there just for 20-meter net, because I'll be using mixer also on it in the future. So with that, let me send it over to you, Paul. KC2Z, this is KC2ZUM.
KC2ZUM in the group, KC2T. Good morning, everybody. Bob, Alan, Josephine, Tony, Bill, and Rob. Welcome to the newcomers. And John, I believe you're in there, too. Anyway, it's a pleasant morning. It's filtered sunshine. At least the humidity is down. So, that makes it a little more comfortable. I don't mind the heat too much, but the humidity really puts me down. We're not going any further. Let's give it to another nice piece of sunshine, KC2ZUM, KC2T. You got it there, Joe.
KC2T in the net, WA2ZNT. Okay, Paul. Yes, I'm glad it's a nice, comfortable day today. And so maybe it'll be a while before it goes back into the 90s. So we'll enjoy this kind of weather while we can. Good morning to everybody, and I'm glad to see Tony that he made it on time, and that's fine. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here. And glad to have you, and welcome to Rob there. All right, we have a good roster to start with, and we'll see what topics develop, if any, and you know, just whatever we want to talk about. And I hope that man stays on the ladder, Bob, as you described. Yeah, that's always a little bit of a worry, because you hear so many that have accidents, and we don't want to hear that. I heard advertised that Hostess Cupcakes, or Twinkies, Alan, which I know you have to be careful of, but you love them, that they're supposed to be distributed to thousands of convenience stores, and it'll start again. So I don't know. They'll be called Hostess Twinkies, but it's certainly not the Wonder Company, Wonder Bread and Continental, whatever it is. So somebody must have bought them up. I used to like their Hostess cupcakes and the pound cake. Well, you name it, they're very good. Drake's even makes nice coffee crumb cakes. So so much for that, making our mouth water with coffee. Over to you, Bill. I'm sorry you're not going to be with us long, because you always have a good signal. But let's see what you have. WB2OSU, WA2ZNT.
WA2ZNT and the group WB2OXU. Good morning, everyone. And yes, I do have to bail out of here. I have a lot to do today and not enough time, so just wanted to say good morning to everyone. Glad to hear you all. And just want to wish you a good weekend. Stay cool. And we'll catch you again on Monday. So I'm going to say 73s, and everybody have a good one. I don't know, like I said, I have too much today. I don't know who gets it next, but Bob, you can pass it to whoever it is. So 73s, everyone, and we'll catch you all on Monday. W2BOB and the group WB2OXU.
Hey, Bill, thank you. WB2OXU, W2BOV with CBSNet, and glad you could drop in, and good luck with all you have to do. We'll look for you again on Monday. Okay, it goes to John. So, Joe, from now on, you'll pass it to John and to NBR. This is W2BOV for the net, and over to you, John. Go ahead.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Bob, Alan, Paul, Josephine, Bill, Tony, and Rob. Temperature here is 73 degrees, nice and cool from as compared to days gone by. The humidity is up there a little bit, up to about 80%. Wind is from the east around here at about 2 miles an hour. And barometric pressure is 30.00 and steady. And there's nothing in the forecast yet that says we're just going to have sunshine and a few clouds. Right now we're slightly overcast, but other than that, we have a fine-looking day here. So with that, I'll send it over to Tony, I think it is, KC2UJL. Please correct me if I didn't get that right, Tony. This is N2NBR.
I think you got it right there, John. KC2UJL, N2NBR. Yeah, I tell you, today I've been busy the last month or so. I've been doing a lot of studying about Amelia Earhart. You know, the fact that they recently found some proof that she was on that island that they said that she died on. Yeah, she landed on that island with the plane. They found some landing gear, the water there. And for some strange reason, John, it might sound a little off the wall to you, but when I look at her face and I read her book and story, and I feel such a strange connection to her. Besides, I find her very adoring, a nice-looking woman, and very intelligent woman. So that's what I've been doing for the last couple of months. And everybody out there should not forget Amelia. She was a real 101% American. KC2UJL.
Tony, you're going to throw it over to the next station, who is KD2BOQ, Rob. He gets it next. So please remember that the next time. It makes the net go a lot smoother if you do it that way. Over to you, Rob.
All right. Good morning, Bob and the rest of the net. This is KD2BOQ here in Dobbs Ferry. I just wanted to check in here this morning. I listen to this net pretty regularly while I'm getting ready for work. And I always say I'm going to get in here, and I just never have the time. And today I was running a little bit early, and I wanted to kind of get in and say good morning to everybody. I love the stories on the net, and I like the fact that the net goes right through the summer. There's no breaks like some clubs have where there's nothing. The clubs go dark most of the summer. And this is great that this is on, and I've heard a lot of stories, and it's